Title: Respace Fundamentals Masterclass for Pirate Radio Energy Advanced. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a proper drone and base respace system in Ableton Live, the kind of base that feels like it's being broadcast off a dodgy aerial at 2 a.m. Pirate Radio Energy. Wide, snarling, harmonically alive but still tight, mix ready, and actually usable in an arrangement. The big mindset for this lesson is simple. A res that hits hard in DNB is not one sound, it's a system. Plain mono sub, aggressive moving mids, and then optional top-end grit you can bring in for hype. If you try to do all of that in one patch, you'll usually get a flappy low end, phase problems, and a bass that sounds huge solo but collapses in the mix. So here's what we're building by the end. 1. A sub layer that's mono, consistent and boring in the best way. 2. A res mids layer that's stereo, moving and angry. And then we'll turn it into a mini 16-bar roller arrangement. 8 bars of statement, 8 bars of variation with fills and automation. Before we touch any synths, quick session setup. Set your tempo to 172 to 176 BPM. Standard DNB territory. Keep it 4/4. Make 3 groups. Drums, bass and music or FX. Trust me, your future self will thank you. And here's a workflow tip that sounds too simple to matter but absolutely matters. Monitor quieter than you think. If the bass feels massive at low volume, it's going to feel ridiculous when you crank it. If it only works loud, it's lying to you. Now, step 1. Create the sub. Clean, mono, unshakable. Make a new MIDI track and name it Bass SUB. We are using stock devices. Operator into a Q8, then optional saturator, and then a compressor sidechain to the kick. Open operator. Keep it simple. Use just oscillator A. Set OSCA to sine for the cleanest foundation. If you want a slightly more audible sub on smaller speakers, triangle is allowed, but start with sine. Now the amp envelope. Attack at 0 milliseconds. We want it immediate, no fade in. Set decay around 250 milliseconds as a starting point, but match it to your pattern. If your notes are shorter, decay can be shorter. For sustain, you've got two options. If you want pure plucks, set sustain all the way down. If you want held notes that still behave, try sustain around minus 6 dB. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. The goal is, no clicks, and no long tails that smear into the next note. Level-wise, don't smash it. Aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 8 dB before you start mixing the whole track. Give yourself headroom. Now EQ8 on the sub. You usually don't need to low-pass a sine. It's already basically pure. Instead, only fix problems. If your room or your headphones exaggerate low mids, do a gentle dip around 120 to 180 Hz, Q around 1.2, and only 1 to 3 dB, only if necessary. The hard rule I want you to remember, keep the sub's harmonic density mostly below about 90 to 110 Hz. That means, don't let the sub layer become a mid bass by accident. Now sidechain compression on the sub, and this is classic DNB pump, not EDM breathing. Put a compressor on the sub. Enable sidechain, select your kick as the input. Ratio around 3:1 up to 5:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. That little bit of attack lets the front of the note exist, so it doesn't feel like the bass disappears. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds and tune it to the groove. You want it to recover in time for the next movement without sounding like it's gasping. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Coach note, your sub should feel like a stable engine. If it feels like a wobble or it changes loudness note to note, you're going to fight your mix all day. Consistency equals perceived loudness. Okay, step 2. The res mids. This is where the Pirate Radio snarl lives. New MIDI track. Name it Bass Res Mids. Device chain. Wave eatable. Auto filter. Saturator. Amp or pedal. EQ8. Chorus ensemble. Compressor sidechain to kick and utility at the end. Open wave eatable. We're going classic. OSC 1. Basic shapes, saw. OSC 2. Basic shapes, saw. Detune OSC 2 somewhere around plus 8 to plus 18 cents. That detune is the beating, the phase interference, the moving res feeling. Optionally add unison, but don't turn this into a super saw festival unless that's your style. 2 to 4 voices. Unison amount around 10 to 25%. Keep it controlled. Turn mono on. That's important for tight DNB phrasing. Add glide, portamento around 30 to 80 milliseconds. This gives you that slur on overlapping notes. A tiny bit of glide adds attitude immediately. Key teaching point. Don't overmodulate yet. The res movement is mostly detune and beating. Get the raw oscillator balance sounding right before you start throwing LFOs at everything. Now auto filter. This is where we get movement and control. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope as a starting point. If you want a more aggressive bite, try the MS2 type. Set cutoff somewhere around 400 Hz up to 1.2 kHz depending on how bright your saws are. Don't guess. Play the riff and listen to where it starts speaking. Add a little drive, 2 to 6 dB. Drive here is not just loudness, it's attitude. Add a touch of envelope amount, 5 to 15%. We're not doing wah-wah, we're doing a subtle push on the transient. Turn on the filter LFO. Set rate to 1/8 or 1/4. 1/8 tends to roll nicely. Keep the LFO amount small. You want motion, not wobble bass. Now the distortion stack. We're not going to slam one plugin and call it Neuro. We're going to saturate in stages, because it stays denser and less fizzy. First, saturator. Mode on analog clip. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then match output so it's about the same loudness when bypassed. That a slash B is everything, because louder always sounds better even when it's worse. Then amp. Try rock or heavy. Gain low to medium, around 2 to 6. Start the EQ controls neutral, then if it needs more pirate radio bite, push mid slightly rather than cranking treble. Now EQ 8 on the mids, and this is non-negotiable. You must high pass the Reese mids. High pass at 90 to 130 Hz, 24 dB per octave. Choose the cutoff based on how dominant your sub layer is. If your sub is strong and clean, you can high pass higher. If there's honk, it'll often live around 250 to 400 Hz. Do a small notch if needed. If it needs radio bite, a gentle presence boost somewhere around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz can make it speak without adding harsh top end. And now width, but controlled. Add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rates low, around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. We want slow drift, not seasick wobble. Amount 10 to 25%. Width 60 to 120%. Mix 10 to 25%. Keep it modest. If your bass sounds amazing solo but weak in the drop, it's usually too much chorus mix. Then utility at the end. This is your safety belt. Turn on bass mono and set it to around 120 Hz. That means anything below 120 is forced to mono even if chorus is doing stereo nonsense above. Start width at 100% and only increase if you actually need it. Cap it mentally around 140%. Past that, you're usually buying phase problems. Now sidechain the mids too. Add a compressor. Sidechain from the kick. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 0.5 to 5 milliseconds. Faster than the sub, because we want the kick click to stay clear. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction is plenty. Quick translation coaching. Don't just mono the entire master and panic. Do a smarter mono test. Put a utility on the Reese mids track only. Set width to 0. If the groove collapses or the bass disappears, your whitening source is doing too much facey work. In that case, reduce chorus, lean more on subtle pitch drift and mid-range saturation, then bring back a small amount of width. Okay, step 3. Make it talk, but in a way that supports rolling DNB. First, group your Reese mids chain into an instrument rack. Now you can make macros that are actually musical. Make a tone macro map to auto filter cutoff. Make a growl macro map to auto filter drive and a small range of saturator drive. Make a movement macro map to chorus amount and the filter LFO amount. Make a width macro map to utility width, but keep the range limited. Make a bite macro map to a gentle EQ bell or shelf around 2 to 4 kHz. Small range. Teacher note. This macro setup is not just convenience. It forces you to automate like a producer, not like someone auditioning plugins. You'll make fewer moves, but better moves. Now add subtle pitch drift, which is one of the best secret sauces for a living Reese. In Wavetable, modulate OSC2 pitch with a very slow LFO. Rate 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. Amount tiny, like 1 to 4 cents worth. This gives motion without sounding like an LFO bass. Advanced variation you can try later. Push-pull detune. Instead of leaving detune static, automate OSC2 detune very slightly over 8 bars, like 10 cents to 14 cents to 11 cents. The perceived motion increases without adding obvious wobble. Now step 4, resampling for grime and consistency. This is where the pirate radio vibe really locks in. Resample your Reese mids to audio. You can freeze and flatten, or record onto a new audio track via resampling. Then chop the best 1 to 4 bar phrases. Pick the takes where the movement feels alive but still controlled. On the resampled audio, use a simple stock chain. Equate first a clean rumble and keep the low end disciplined. Saturator to push harmonics a bit more. Redux, but subtle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Keep bit reduction off or barely on. You want edge, not an 8-bit meme. Auto filter for automation moves that create tension and release. Limiter just as safety, not for loudness. Why do this at all? Because resampling turns a complex moving synth into something stable and editable. It also lets you do rhythmic edits like micro stutters, reverses, and dropouts that feel like broadcast interference. That's the aesthetic. Compact aggression, like the sound is fighting to get through. Now step 5, arrangement. Let's do a 16-bar roller blueprint that actually feels like a track. Bars 1 to 8 are your statement. Use a 2-bar loop and repeat it 4 times. Keep automation minimal. Maybe one small tone change every 4 bars. And leave space. Rolling DNB is not about filling every 16th note unless you're intentionally going Euro and you know exactly why. Bars 9 to 16 are variation plus hype. Do call and response, but here's the advanced trick. You don't have to change the notes. You can change articulation. For bars 9 to 12, keep the same MIDI but go darker, slightly lower filter cutoff, maybe less width. For bars 13 to 16, open the filter slightly, add a touch more movement and give yourself one fill at bar 16. Fill ideas that work every time. A quick 8-note stop, just silence before a key snare. Reverse a bass hit leading into the downbeat, or do a 1-beat spike. Crank the growl macro for 1 beat, then snap it back. Another realism rule, automate in phrases. 2 bars, 4 bars, 8 bars. If you're changing something every bar, it usually sounds like you're restless, not deliberate. Now let's add a couple advanced coaching habits that will make your bass translate outside your studio. First, pick a translation target early. Do you want this reese to hit mainly on club subs, or do you need it to read on laptop speakers too? For Pirate Radio Energy, you usually need a strong 200 to 800 AC carrier band so the riff still speaks when the sub is gone. Build that intentionally, not as an accident of distortion. Second, build a quick reference meter habit. Drop spectrum on your bass group and watch 3 zones while the full beat plays. Sub, 35 to 90 HC. That should look stable. Meet, 150 to 600 HC. That should move with the riff. Edge, 1 to 4K HC. That should appear only when you open up hype moments. Third, keep sidechain musical by shaping the key input. If your kick has a long tail, the compressor ducks too long and the bass feels late. This audio version is shortened for playback.